By the end of 1940, with all Europe under German control and Britain threatened, they may have determined to stop Hitler. Hitler clearly indicated what he saw as the machinations undertaken to prevent any negotiated end to hostilities in 1941. In a speech to the Reichstag less than a week before Hess's arrival in Scotland, he declared, "All my endeavors to come to an understanding with Britain were wrecked by the determination of a small clique which, whether from motives of hate or for the sake of material gain, rejected every German proposal for an understanding due to their resolve, which they never concealed, to resort to war, whatever happened." Picknett, Prince, and Pryor even argue that Seelöwe, or Sea Lion, the code name for the proposed German invasion of England, was a sham right from the beginning, an effort by Hitler to distract Stalin by feinting west when he actually planned to strike to the east. It was merely a cover for the mobilization of men and equipment needed for the invasion of the Soviet Union. One clue that this tactic was in play can be seen in the fact that Hitler, who was known for constantly interfering with his generals on the smallest of details, never showed any real interest in the plans for an invasion of England, according to German military historian Egbert Kaiser. These authors, along with other historians, explain that Hitler's strange order to halt the German advance at Dunkirk allowed the British army to escape the continent. Hitler wanted his future ally intact. And the prelude to such an alliance was Hess's peace initiative. On May 10, 1941, when Hess's Messerschmitt 110 arrived over Scotland, he was to have landed at an airstrip near the Hamilton ancestral home, negotiate peace terms with the anti-Churchill faction, and then be flown to Sweden as the first leg of a return trip home. This faction was prepared to oust Churchill and agree to a ceasefire with Germany. This proposition may not be as absurd as it first sounds. Picknett, Prince, and Pryor noted, "The extravagant post-war mythologizing of Churchill has obscured the fact that he remained in a very insecure position politically for at least the first 2 years of his premiership, largely because it was well known that he did not, to put it mildly, enjoy the support and confidence of the king." The notion of an internal coup against Churchill was even broached to President Roosevelt by FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover.